Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. We have a very short story today, but a very special story. This story happened around 1850 in Russia. There was a chassid of the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, who said, "Rebbe, I would like to go to Eretz Yisrael, and I would like to focus there on my learning of Torah, my davening, my service of Hashem in the Holy Land." The Rebbe said to him, "Instead of that, mach Eretz Yisrael da, make the land of Israel here." And that's the story. Of course, there's a very important lesson from the story. Yes, there is definitely a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael and live there. And if we can, then of course we definitely should. But if for some reason or another we are not yet able to go to the land of Israel, then we can make Israel here. That is, we can make our life and the world around us and ourselves holy, almost like the land of Israel. That is, by learning extra Torah, by doing extra mitzvahs, extra avos Yisrael, love of our fellow Jew, and in general, to try to make the world more of a place that really is Hashem's home. And this way, in the last few minutes before the redemption, which we hope will come immediately, instead of just waiting around and wishing that we were in the land of Israel, let us make this place the land of Israel. That is, to make it as holy as the land of Israel, even though we are at the same time looking forward any moment to going to the real land of Israel. In the meantime, let us make this place as much as possible as holy as the land of Israel through our Torah and mitzvahs, our extra Torah mitzvahs, our extra goodness and kindness. Thank you very much for joining us for the story of the day.